Ryan Brady, a conservation biologist with the DNR and a bird monitoring coordinator for the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative, says migration is catching up thanks to warmer south winds.
We're seeing the first orioles and rose-breasted grosbeaks, a few hummingbirds here and there. The warblers are coming back. Some of them will just be passing through. Others are already starting to sing on their nesting territories. The loons are happy that the lakes are opening up, and seeing a lot of loons just in the last few days. Even though it looked like we might be well behind for the month of May, we've actually caught up pretty well.
Brady says to keep your bird feeders out and have the hummingbird and grape jelly feeders ready. He says provide orange halves and jelly for Baltimore Orioles, sunflower seeds for rose-breasted grosbeaks and indigo buntings, and sugar water for hummingbirds. He says sparrows have also come back in force, so sunflower seeds or millet are helpful. He says to be sure to keep feeders clean and be mindful of bear activity in your area. He says this is the first wave of migratory birds, and a second one will be arriving soon. He says Wisconsin continues to be a top birding location, as it has some of the key migratory paths. Brady says people love birding because they can do it right in their backyards. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.